USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost 1.6 million travelers moved through TSA checkpoints on Friday. On Friday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke about new coronavirus travel guidelines.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
She said domestic travel is safe for people who are 2 weeks past their final vaccine dose, but non-essential travel is still not recommended because of the lingering high cases. Former CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden tells ABC,
you have to continue to mask up, and you don't want to have a family traveling with some people vaccinated, some people unvaccinated, and going on travel, because we know that we're heading into the fourth surge.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The military now has new regulations for people who want to change their gender. With more, here's USA's Brandon Gunzel.
The Pentagon released a memo this week describing how the military will now conduct gender transitions for service members currently serving. This following President Joe Biden's executive order allowing service members to serve active duty if they are suffering from gender dysphoria. Under this new transition policy, individuals are expected to obtain a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender transition is medically necessary. Once individuals receive a diagnosis, they will receive the associated medical care and treatment at taxpayer expense. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
In Texas, a child has accidentally received a COVID-19 vaccine shot. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has more.
None of the vaccines approved in the U.S. are to be used on anyone younger than 16, but a Dallas County father was recently able to get his 8-year-old son vaccinated. It appears the dad registered his son online without any problems, and when they showed up at the vaccine site in Grand Prairie, the paramedic administering the shot didn't seem to catch the mistake. Pediatrician Marcial Okendo tells Dallas-Fort Worth TV station NBC5 why it's dangerous to give someone that young the vaccine.
We don't have the data, especially under the age of 12. We have no data that says if it works, if it's safe, how much, when should we use it, how much we use it, which kids can get it, which kids can't.
The boy originally showed some side effects, but he's said to be doing fine now. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.